Sunday, the 3rd of May, Tess Eor, Rabbi Yossi David, Zman Rabbeinu Tam.
Good morning.
Yep. I'm touching a bit of, let's call it sensitive points. Machlokes has been going on for generations and generations. And if I conclude with some chidushim, so don't think it's not halacha lemaaseh what I'm talking about, obviously. Not that I'm admiring that I can speak halacha lemaaseh here, but it's something which troubled us for a long time when we learned this, the Zmanim, and we came across the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Gemara on Shabbos, the Gemara on Psochim. There's a lot to understand in this big machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim. Again, let me just explain what I'm referring to. It's Zman Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, on Moetzei Shabbos, what people know is Moetzei Shabbos, they wait 72 minutes after Shkia. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, there happens to be a second Shkia, which we don't know of. We can't see it in our normal eyesight. We can't see it. So therefore, you calculate 72 minutes. You still explain how Rabbeinu Tam gets to that conclusion and whether that's Rabbeinu Tam's conclusion or not. And the Goyim hold, in the soil anyway, it's 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. That's when Nacht takes place. The Gemara in Shabbat says as follows. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbonon, Bein Hashmosha Sofik Min Hayom Umin Halayla. Yeah? Just before we start, there's a lot big enough community to know whether we hold of Rabbeinu Tam or not. It gets very, very problematic when it gets to when now in this period it's getting summer. Shabbos coming in very, very late. And I couldn't tell Halacha, the person is not allowed to accept Shabbos earlier than Plag Mincha, earlier than 1 1/4 hours before, or Shiur 72 minutes before Nacht. So therefore, we're getting into a serious problem with we're making a bracha levatolo when a woman lights the candles too early. So what do we have to do? We have to rely on all lenient opinions. Kuntur Rabbeinu Tam, we definitely don't make it. Unless you wait until very late, and then you get into suffering, into getting into the Goyim's Ben Hashmoshel. I'm telling you, that's my subject. That's my subject. I'll try to make it as concise as I can, in half an hour. Tam Rabbonon, Ben Hashmoshel Sofik Min Hayom U Min Halayla. What's the Gemara discussing? What's the definition of Ben Hashmoshel? The Gemara gives one option. It might be Sofik Min Hayom, Sofik Umin Alayla. There's a Sofik with that period of Bein Hashmoshes, which is undefined, it's not defined what that period is, whether it's got partly is day, partly is night, which is don't know where the barrier is, but partly is day, partly night. I mean, it consists of both. There's enough community there. Sofik Kulo Min Hayom. Another Sofik is that it might be completely daylight until the stars come out. Sofik Kulo Min Alayla. Sofik, it might be completely night. Once the sun is set, it's night, even though we can't see fully the stars properly, but maybe if you look through certain telescopes or this, you'll be able to see stars. That's a light. It's called night. So we're in doubt. The Gemara says, Matilino is a lechoy meshnei yamim. We have to take the stringencies of both sides. The Gemara speaks about what's Ben Hashmoshus. Ve'ezu Ben Hashmoshus meshetishka hachama kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimim. When is Ben Hashmos, when does it begin from? So the Gemara says, from when the sun sets, kol zman shel pnei mizrach ma'adimim. So long, the Gemara explains later on, it's not pshat pnei mizrach, you don't look at the eastern side, yeah? East side, the sun rises, doesn't set. So pnei mizrach ma'adimim, what's a pnei mizrach? What causes the eastern side to be a bit reddish? It's the ma'arav. It's the west side. So you have to look at the west side to see. So kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimim until kol zman shepnei mizrach ichsif atachto melo ichsif ha'elyon. There's two levels. Remember, if you go towards the west, when you travel towards the west, you'll see that there's a certain part which becomes dark, which is the usually the lower part becomes dark and the upper part is still red, and then there's a stage where everything becomes dark, becomes black. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya Omer kedei sheyah lechad meshetishka chama chatzi min. So Rabbi Nechemya is a bit more defined. No complications. When the sun sets, you calculate half a mil. We'll soon explain what a mil is. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Bein Hashmoshes Kehelefai Zeh Nichnas Vezeh Yotze Beiv Shalamod Alakun to Rabbi Yossi Bein Hashmoshes. After all this, right at the end, before Nacht, there's a certain a few seconds, and you Yiv Shalamod Alav. There's enough community Rabbi Yossi Shita as well. So Gemara questions discusses Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So it seems to be all we hold halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That Misha Tishka Hama, and from when sun sets until Nacht, until the stars come out, we'll soon see what exactly, how long is that period, that's Bein Hashmoshes. Quite a long Bein Hashmoshes. So Gemara says like that, brings an argument between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, yeah? That's a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and brings Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef to explain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi holds like that. Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shloisha Chelke Mil. Three chalokim of a mil. The Gemara says, what's three chalokim? So Gemara comes to a conclusion, tlat rive mil, three quarters of a mil. Now if we translate it to minutes, yeah, Ben Hashmoshes akun to Rabbah would be 13 and a half minutes, because a mil, akun to our calculation, akun to the Shulchan Aruch, it's 18 minutes. Although the other two opinions, yeah, it's got to do with the Gemara Psachim, how to measure the, how much, what is the distance a person can walk with you assess from Alois HaShachar, from Netzach Hama. So the minutes, the mil can become longer or shorter. But we take on 18 minutes. If we take 3 quarters of 18 minutes, it's 13 and a half minutes Bein HaShmoshes. Yeah? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Rabbi Yosef was Rabbah's colleague, and he disagrees. He holds, in the name of Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shnei Chelkei Mil. So Gemara asks, what Shnei Chelkei Mil? The Gemara calls it a Trei Tilter Mil, two-thirds of a mil. That comes up to 12 minutes. Gemara asks, what's the difference between them? 1.5 minutes difference. Palga, Gemara says, Palga de Dan Mil, yeah? 12 minutes and 13 and a half minutes. Machloek is between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, yeah? And the Rif and the Rambam seem to hold that Aloch is like Rabbah. They've got a longer Ben Hashmoshes, 13 and a half minutes. And the Rosh brings the Ben Yoyin, that's very interesting. And he asks, where did the Rif get such a cloud that Aloch is like Rabbah? Whenever you come across an argument in the Gemara between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, it's not so clear that Aloch is... She says, where did they get it from? Because they learned the Gemara in Heroes. There was a story when when Rabbi Yehuda died. Rabbi Yehuda was the Rebbe of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef when he died. So they were discussing who should take his position. So the Gemara goes, Sinai or Eker Orin, which one is special? We know that special, Sinai or Eker Orin. I mean, Sinai is someone who knows the Torah and knows a lot of knowledge in Brises and Mishnayos, but he's not as sharp as the other fellow, the other rabbi. Yeah, Rabbi was very known as very sharp. Rabbi Yosef was known as a big bucky, yeah? By the way, Rabbi Yosef was blind towards the end of his life, and he was blind, so I don't know if he did, so amazing. All of my heart. And Rabbi was sharp. So Gemara comes to a conclusion that Sinai Adif. It's better to take Sinai because everyone needs the Mara Dechita. Anyone who needs the... We need the Mishnayos. So some place he wants to say that in those days, but they had no swarm on the shelves and all that, so you had to rely on someone who knew all the prices. But nowadays, we'll go for a kehorimu, for a sharper person, yeah? But we're not discussing that now. So comes along the Rabbeinu Yoyin and says, what's the Rif deciding, according to that, that Aloch is a Rabbah because he was sharper? Yeah? It's not accurate, yeah? So what if he was sharper? That's only when they have an argument with each other, something which is got to do with Svara. Then you can say Rabbah is sharper, so therefore Aloha should be like Rabbah. But here they're both arguing what they heard from their Rebbe, what they heard from Rabbi Yehuda, what they heard from Shmuel. Yeah? So when they have such an argument, then you can't go to the ruler who's sharper. It's purely what we've understood. So he leaves it as a suffix, or says the Rosh and Rabbi Yehuda, leaves the guy, the Maskona, that we endowed, so therefore we go to Chumrah by both, 13 and a half and 12 minutes, whatever is Chumrah. So being a tiny, for instance, when should you end the tiny? So you go to Chumrah, or when should you accept Shabbos, you go we take both sides of Chumrah. Yeah? So that's what the Gemara says. Comes along the Texas and asks a tremendous question. there's a Gemara in Psochim, which gives us a calculation of how long Ben Hashmoshes is, and it gives a totally different number. The Gemara says as follows. Gemara in Psochim, yeah? They're discussing how much a person goes in a day. Says the Gemara, I got. Mishkiya sachama batesa koichovim, arba milin, says the Gemara. There's 4 mil from Shkia until the stars come out. There's 4 mil. Question: this is a pure stira between Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos to what's said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda in Psochim. On Shabbos we're learning Klit Rabbi Mila, which is 3/4 of 13.5 minutes, and here it says from Shkia to Tesa Chavim is 72 minutes. Yeah, 4 mil, 72 minutes. So Rabbi Utam asks this question. And he writes this, I'm reading out his lashon. Vayim Rabbeinu Tam, the hosam deim psochim ma'ire b'tchila shkia, the beginning of shkia. Ve'achom ishetishka misof shkia, from the end of the shkia, achar shenichnesachama be'oyvi arakia. To translate, it's very easy. The second time the Gemara in Shabbos talks about soif shkia, after the sun has gone into the thickness of the sky, whatever that means. I didn't know that the sky, the sun goes to the sky. We don't know, but Rabbeinu Tam had some calculation, the sun goes to the sky. If that's how we learn Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, it's not so simple. In Psochim, exactly the same question, it's brought in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Slightly different, one more word. It says, "Deocha ka'omar in Psochim, mitchila shkila de'anu misha shematchiles." See? When it starts, hachama likanes, to go in, ve'oi ve'arakia, ad alayla, have a dalet minim. There we took masayf shkia. Similar answer. From this Rabbeinu Tam, this is a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Many gedoyle, let's call them gedoyle ha'achroinim. They're not really rishonim. Gedoyle ha'achroinim came to a conclusion that Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the rest of the Goenim, and he holds his own unique shita, the what? That there are two shkias. And after our shkia, when we see the sun disappears, there's another shkia which takes place. Takes place, let's say 58 minutes afterwards. And only then there's a second shkia, which presumably you cannot calculate when that shkia is, because you've got nothing to see. And you wait another 13 and a half minutes to 72 minutes, and that's nacht. And that's the famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which a lot of, especially the Tzanzer Rebbe, bring B'Shem the Chasam Sofer, Basu, the Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, it's not so clear that that's what it means. And that's the famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The question is a double question here. Before we go and see who are the ones who bring this shita, we have two questions. First of all, if there was such a machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim, the Shachin Yeridea brings it, the Goinim argue, the Chidor brings the Goinim argue, and the Minag is like the Goinim. If there was such a great Machloikis, why, how come until the Maram Alaska, we'll soon see when he lived, and the Lechem Mishnah, until then, no Rishon is mentioned of a Machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Goinim. It's a fundamental, it's a Machloikis which should have been mentioned. Second question, second Tamir is, maybe in England in summer we can start understanding Rabbeinu Tam a bit. But otherwise, you go to Eretz Yisrael, 13 and a half minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes after Shkia, it's pitch black. Exactly the same as half an hour, 40, 45 minutes after Shkia. So Rabbeinu Tam went against the Mitzius? Did he not go and check? What's going on here? Some want to answer and say Rabbeinu Tam said this shit in Europe. In Europe, how can Rabbeinu Tam answer Gemara which was written in Bavel with Europe? It's a stira in Gemara Pesachim to Gemara Shabbos. In Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the Tana, you can't come along with such. So these are two very, very difficult things to understand. So that's what brings us to do some homework and do some search work and just to see when exactly the shita of Rabbeinu Tam started. I'll just read you out the run, which might give us an opening to begin to understand Shittas of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran in Shabbos says as follows. The Ran brings this same Shitta which we are discussing now from Rabbeinu Tam, brings it in the name of the Ramban. Exactly the same. Shtei Nevim, Nisnavnu, Visigna Nechot. Says the Ramban as follows, and it's brought in the Ran on Shabbos. אלא ודאי זמנו של תוספת היינו מתחילה שקיע שאין השמש נראה על הארץ עד זמן בין השמושוס. How does he explain תחילה שקיע of פסחים? שאין השמש נראה על הארץ. What happened here? We'll discuss it. Just remember the words al haaretz. Comes along the Magid Mishnah, gives a similar veda. Shabenotam veRamban pishu sheshtei shkiyosen. Doesn't bring a machlokes the Magid Mishnah, and this is what Maram Alaska, who lived roughly in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, yeah, a bit earlier than the Shulchan Aruch and the Shubas, he was asked about it, and he was asked, why is it that the Magid Mishnah doesn't bring this big machlokes between the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam if there was one? He writes, Dasher, this is the Magid Mishnah, Dasher Rabbeinu Tam v'Ramban pirshu sheshtei shkiyot hem, two shkiyos. One is, Mishetishka achama be'oi v'arakia v'nistalka zrichata, the zricha, me'al ha'aretz. Ve'i me'alechet kol oi v'arakia v'zehu malach dalet milim. והשקיעה השנייה אמורה כאן היא סוף השקיעה. Already the few words in the Magid Mishnah is ונסתלקה זריחוסו מעל הארץ. So the sun hasn't gone away, the זריחה has gone away. So I don't know, I'm just by the way. But that's how he's explaining Rabbeinu Tam in the Ramban. Comes along the Maram Alaska, he was asked about the child, the famous question, and the Lechem Mishnah on the spot writes, actually I should be reading the Lechem Mishnah first. Says the Lechem Mishnah as follows. דברי רבנו תם זל שהביא הרב המגיד, בוא תרבנו תם בוא, מפני שהוא זל סויבר כסבור אז חכמי ישראל, שגלגל קבוע ומזל חוזר. Did you know, in the Gemara Pesachim, Tzadik Hei, there's an argument whether the world was flat or round. Let's make it simple, yeah? חכמי ישראל hold that the world is flat. חכמי אום ישראלים hold the world is round. Yeah? Then the Gemara says that Chachmei Yisrael were moided to Chachmei Um Asayim, yeah? However, the Lechem Mishnah is explaining that Rabbeinu Tam wrote his Teret Akun to Chachmei Yisrael, but already the Gemara retracted that. The world is round. He held that the sun goes up and goes through some thick clouds that you cannot see any sun rays, and it goes again to the eastern side, the next morning you get sunrise on the other side. However, Chachmei Um Asayilim already told us that the world is round and the sun goes beyond the earth. And he writes, the Lechem Mishnah writes, and the proof is when it comes to Pesach, Mayim Shelonu, the whole meaning of Mayim Shelonu, where does it come from? It's only because we agreed to Chachmei Um Asayilim that the sun goes beneath the earth at night. So it warms up the rivers from the bottom. So therefore we take out the water before Shkia, so no, they shouldn't be warm, it should be to bake with them straight away the next morning. Yeah? So he says, we see already we don't hold a Chachmei Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Tam went with this idea that, like Chachmei Yisrael, he tried to understand the it's a pele to say such a thing. Pele to say such a thing, but the Lechem Mishnah says it. So Maram Alaska, I'll bring you some of the Lashanas, they're very, very interesting. Maram Alaska and the Lechem Mishnah lived roughly at the same time, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch. Maram Alaska was a bit earlier. The Lechem Mishnah was roughly the time of the Shulchan Aruch. And he writes as follows, the Maram Alaska. He was asked by a baby who was born on Erev Shabbos after Shkia, before they saw three stars, says Ben Hashmoshes, do we do the Bris Milah on Sunday, the way we are knowing, or do we do like Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah? It's still Friday today. It's 72 minutes after Shkia. So that was a question which Maram Alaska was asked.
What's the name? It's Alaska?
Al-Askar. Al-Askar. Yeah? Al is a famous Moroccan word. Al-Askar. From Spain. He went to Spain and lived afterwards in Turkey. Huh?
Canadian,
right? No. No, Alaska. Al-Askar. Okay. So it says like that. גם מגיד מישנה הביא דיבר רמבן וכוסה בחתים אז דבורם שלא נתבר לזה בדיבר ראשונים ולא כוסה דהבה פלוקתא דרבוסה כמנהגו. Why didn't the Magid Mishnah write that the Goyanim disagree with it? No reason has ever written that there's an argument between Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyanim. That's the first question. Answers the Maram, he answers as follows. He says, "Ve'yaduahu muskal rishon the dvarim elu en laim shum metzius ki medat chachmei soil." Rabbeinu Tam's shita is only according to chachmei soil. She'soyvim galgal kavua u'mazalot chozim v'shashemesh malechet b'alayla achrei hakipa. He is translating kippah, meaning going up and coming down. Yeah. Ve'oyle midvar shel Rabbeinu Tam the shiur gimal minu erviah achar shelo tira chama la'aretz kulo min hayom bechol dovo. According to Rabbeinu Tam, after the sun has disappeared. This is the way he's interpreting Rabbeinu Tam. After the sun has disappeared from our eyesight, that's the first shkia. Then you wait another 58 minutes and that'll be the second shkia. So he says like that. Omnam she'ara mefarshim v'amechavrim v'arambam and the moir nevuchim and the ge'oinim all hold like chachmei umos ha'olam. That the galgal chozer u'mazalot kvuim. So according to them, as soon as the sun sets, that's shkia. Then you start calculating ben hashmoshes. Okay, I'll give you another quote from Israel. I don't want to leave Rabbeinu Tam Shved. That's why people shouldn't think that I'm trying to argue with the common understanding of Rabbeinu Tam and going against many poskim. See the way this Maram al Ashkar refers to the question. Ve'ine shochach. He's referring to Rabbeinu Tam. He forgot. Rabbeinu Tam forgot. Ki chach me Israel hoydu bezel chach me um Israel umubit lo datum v'pnei datum. How can he talk like after Rabbeinu Tam forgot? A page later in the Gemara in Psachim, it says clearly, the Oidu Chach Me'um Asoel Mechach Me'isoel. It says like that, later on it says, we all follow the Rambam, we all follow this, not Rabbeinu Tam. And that's the way he leaves it, yeah? Now, when Shulchan Aruch seems to hold like Rabbeinu Tam, Shulchan Aruch brings the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam, but in Beis Yosef, usually, that's where he discusses the halachos. If he would have known that Beis Yosef, Yosef Karo, would have known that there's an argument between Geonim and Rabbeinu Tam, shouldn't people who learn halachos know this more, that in Beis Yosef he discusses everything there? Shouldn't he have bought, especially when the meaning is like the Geonim, shouldn't he have bought that there's an argument between Rabbeinu Tam and the Geonim? Shouldn't have bought there's an argument? Nowhere in Beis Yosef is mentioned an argument in the Goyim, not in Ilchos Shabbos, not in Ilchos Mila, nowhere. On Shulchan Aruch he writes as follows, when it comes to the Sefer Shabbos, and by the way, this is the source of how early you can accept Shabbos, yeah? So it says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Yesh oimim shetzorch loisif mechol al hakodesh. Some say you have to be moisif mechol al hakodesh. V'zman tisefes zehu mitchilas hashkia. What's the earliest time you can accept Shabbos? Mitchilas hashkia. When? She'en Hashemesh niris al haaretz. He's going to the first shkia in Gemara Pesachim. That means the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, if it's the way the Rabbeinu Tam was understood until now, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, wait for the sun to set. Only then you're entitled to accept the Sefer Shabbos. Only then. What is Loshon? She'en Hashemesh nirit al haaretz. You remember that Loshon? We'll soon come back to it. והזמן הזה שהוא שולל שמילין ורביעה, 3 1/4 mil, before we get to the last 3 quarters, you want to make it kulo tisefer Shabbos, make it, you don't want to make it kulo tisefer Shabbos, enough if you make it a minute or two beforehand. But that's the period which you're entitled to accept Shabbos. Earlier than that, turn off your candles and light them again with a brocha. Yeah? And Mishavur writes, Who does Rabbeinu Tam besiato the sphere leshteishkias? That's Rabbeinu Tam, but we don't hold like that. And the Gaon already proved that Halacha is not like Rabbeinu Tam. But we are left to the Shulchan Aruch saying Halacha like Rabbeinu Tam, understanding that it's after Yishkia. How can we go? First of all, why is it not mentioned? Secondly, the Mitzvah is not like that. When it comes to Ilchas Mila, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, you know what, as soon as a child is born, go and see if there's 3 stars. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, 3 stars is insignificant. We're not Bekimin stars. We have to wait 72 minutes. We don't know what Kirchovim. Yeah? So how can the Shulchan Aruch leave it to us to decide? He should say 72 minutes after Shkia. Didn't say. And here in Ilchas Shabbos, he brings Rabbeinu Tam. When we were learning this, we came across Oile Shabbos. You ever heard of the Sefer Oile Shabbos? The one you read the Magen Avraham, it says, Va'ilah Shabbos lo idak, Va'ilah Shabbos lo idik midvaro, ve'lo yisatay. Magen Avraham quotes him again and again, the Va'ilah Shabbos. He wrote the Peirush on the Levush. And he writes, when we saw the Sefer Shabbos, it's pulled, by the way, in the Kaf HaChaim. Now the Kaf HaChaim's derech is usually quotes poskim here and there, and you have to make order to the things. Like Mishapurim, very, very in order. So Kaf HaChaim brings the Sefer Shabbos, we looked it up inside, and this is the lashon of the Sefer Shabbos. וזה שכוסב המחבר שאין השמש נירה, כלא ימר שאינו נירה בכויכו כמאז מפני שהתחיל להיכנס ברקיע. That means, the Ohel HaShabbos is interpreting שאין השמש נירס על הארץ, means the rays of the sun are not anymore showing on the ground. When the sun gets to a certain angle, yeah, it can't give rays on the ground where you're standing. So it's not that, and it's beginning to set. But you know what? It's too big of a chiddush. Well, we're going to scrap them. Moshe Feinstein relies on Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to Hefsek Taira, and there's many poskim who take regard Rabbeinu Tam as Halacha Lemaaseh. So what should we do? It's too big of a chiddush. Maybe it's our misunderstanding in the Ohel HaShabbos, because everybody seems to understand all I got. Until we found the Meiri. Once we found the Meiri. Let me share with you this Meiri. The Meiri in Shabbos clearly writes, brings the question of Rabbeinu Tam, of the Stira and the Gemara and Psachim. Writes as follows. In Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Uma she'omru b'psachim. That's Rabbeinu Tam's question. Uma she'omru b'psachim mishkiyat ha'cham ha'tzeisa kol chovim arba milim. פירושו מתחיל השקיעותו כשמתחלת להיכנס והיא נראית עדיין מעט מעט. This is Rabbeinu Tam's question. He's trying to make shalom between Gemara and Pesach and Gemara and Shabbos. And how is he saying? When the sun, the ball, which we see, begins going down and it's going מעט מעט, but you can still see it. עד שתיכנס כולה, when it gets all of it, then 13 and a half minutes. So this is a new understanding. Maybe this is what Rabbeinu Tam meant. Presumably this is what Rabbeinu Tam meant. And like this we'll have no pele. The Bessi Yosef told us no argument. When the Bessi Yosef told us in Lech HaShabbos to look, he didn't tell us to look at the sun to make sure after it's set and then accept Shabbos. He said, look at the sun. There's no sun on the ground, al haaretz, like the Ohel HaShabbos is saying. That means, once it gets to a certain angle, which is the maximum, it will not give rays on the ground anymore. It has to be a bit higher than the ground in to give rays. And therefore, that's the first Shkia. And from then, you can start accepting the Sefer Shabbos. But surely the Shulchan Aruch will never argue with the normal pshat that after the sun has disappeared, that that's been Hashmoshes. Because if you'll wait not long after that, you'll already see quite a lot of stars out. Now obviously I'm talking on the Ofek of Etz Sod. Here it can vary, summer and winter, because we are further north from the equator, yeah? So our days, we're not in a normal country, yeah? So it can become worse, go up to gates, it's even worse. So it varies. It's all got to do with the... However, there's a different understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, and this answers why the Shulchan Aruch never mentioned some, no argument with the Goyim and Rabbeinu Tam. Never brought an argument. And secondly, Rabbeinu Tam is going to go akun to Chachmei Yisrael, neged Chachmei Umos Ha'ilum. What? Metzius is not like that. Thirdly, the Shulchan Aruch himself in Hilchos Milah writes, clearly you can rely on looking at the stars, whether you see stars or not. How can you rely on that? You have to wait 72 minutes before you rely on that. Now, I know I'm not concluding that, you know, forget all the... By Chassim is very, very taking on Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not coming to, even by the Sfaradim. I'll tell you that up to now. Rabbi Yosef wrote a long tshuva about it, and he very, very hot about it, that people should keep Rabbeinu Tam, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. But I'm not coming to argue, who am I to argue, but I'm just coming to open people's eyes. Maybe there's some other pshat, akun to the Meiri, which I didn't see it mentioned in any place in the Meiri. The Meiri clearly writes, he explains, he said, again, והיא נירס עדיין מעט שתיכנס ומכל מקום גדול להדול יש משתם שמתחיל השקיע הזו לומר בת שישי שהיא בכלל תיסף את זכול. Clearly, and not only that, I'll tell you what, the Shulchan Aruch says, if someone is in doubt, in the first Shabbos, you don't have a clock, you don't have the timings. So when should you stop doing melacha? What's the problem? If Shat is like a Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shulchan Aruch is like a Rabbeinu Tam, as soon as the sun sets, stop doing melacha. And then you've got plenty of time after that, that it's not even Ben Ashmashel. It's time which you can accept this Sefer Shabbos. It's still daylight. You know what the Shulchan Aruch says? Brings the Gemara which says that if you see the sun on Rosh Hashanah on top of the trees, yeah, then you must stop doing Melachos. You don't know. What happened? You know how early that is? That's not, you know how early that is? Why is he stopping us from doing Melachos then? Simple simon. Wait until the ball of the sun sets. So what are you going to say? You're going to say the trees are covering, you can't see a ball of the sun. It's too difficult to say that. It's more simple. We're more likely to see the sun, the ball setting completely, because, so, that strengthens what we said. Okay?